In terms of the adequacy and effectiveness of adaptation action, this can only be understood in how, as a global community or individual parties, we are progressing in terms of reducing priority vulnerabilities, risks, and impacts. And I think in my previous intervention, I indicated the instructiveness of Decision 9 CMA1. And the biggest question in that regard would be on how can we leverage some of the assessment reports that institutions like the IPCC undertake in respect of identifying key risks, whether they are at regional or national level, and on the basis of how subsequent assessment reports indicate changes in vulnerability that we can be able to understand effectiveness. Whereas when it comes to support, it's a very simple equation. In adaptation communications, developing country parties have to communicate their adaptation needs. And with regards to the transparency arrangements as agreed to in Katowice, there's an obligation for developed countries to provide information in respect of support that they provide. So that's a fairly straightforward equation where it will be a synthesis of needs expressed by developing countries as well as support provided by developed countries.